Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I am Bhaskar Datta, and here are the top headlines at this hour. Oil slumps under $80 per barrel as market wary of new variant. Tarsons shines on debut, rallies 27% on day one. RBI accepts 21 of 33 recommendations on private banks. ITC to acquire 16% stake in Mother Sparsh. And four industrial smart cities under development, says Commerce Ministry. Let's take a quick glance at what happened on the Lal Street today. The BSE Sensex barely held on to 57,000, while Nifty 50 survived the 17,000 level on a day. COVID-19 came back to haunt the market in the form of a new virus variant that has a high number of mutations and is believed to be rapid in transmission. The Sensex plunged 1,688 points to close just above 57,100. Nifty 50 plunged over 500 points to close at 17,026. Fear Gauge India VIX soared 24.84% to 20.80, with many sectors such as hotels, aviation and entertainment taking a beating. SpiceJet and Interglobe Aviation plunged 7-9% on fears of travel-related restrictions. Hotel stocks led by Chalet Hotels and Indian Hotels plummeted up to 14%. Shares of multiplex owners PVR and Inox Leisure tanked up to 10%. We have with us Arijit Malakar, Head of Research Retail at Ashika Stockbroking, to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. While nobody can predict how the new COVID variant will behave, would you buy stocks at these levels, or would you wait for a 5-10% correction?
The new COVID variant detected in South Africa, which has been most infectious among all variants, has spooked the global markets. It has been detected that this variant carries an unusually large number of mutations and is clearly very different from previous variant. Further, as per UK authorities, this is the most significant variant till date, and there is a worry that it could resist the vaccines. Further, most of the European countries have announced the lockdown on the backdrop of rising COVID cases. Thus, the nervousness on the new variant of coronavirus and expectation of US increasing the pace of tapering have led to the recent market weakness. This trend may take some time to recover as the WHO meeting on the new mutant variant impacts the market sentiments. Besides, the Indian market is due for a correction after nearly a vertical rally that we have witnessed in the market in last 20 months. As the emergence of the new variant is a serious concern, so the bottom fishing at this level is not advisable. Hence, investors at this time should wait for the market to stabilize before initiating any long position in the market.
Which are the sectors that could see weakness because of COVID fears?
As the COVID cases started to rise in Europe and US, and also a new variant detected in the South Africa, the travel restriction will again put by the authorities, and that could negatively impact the travel, tourism and hotel sectors. Any fresh lockdown in India, if third wave come, could affect the retail, multiplexes, restaurants and entertainment sectors the most.
We also caught up with Nilesh Jain of Centrum Broking to decode the technical charts for you. What are Nifty 50 charts suggesting?
If you look at the overall broader structure, looking at the recent sell-off, and from the high levels, we have seen a continuation of a lower top and lower bottom formation. And also, if you look at the daily time frame chart, Nifty has provided a head and shoulder pattern breakout and also given breakdown from its short-term moving averages. Now, the chart indicates Nifty has closed tag above its psychological support zone of 17,000. Any decisive breakdown below 17,000 will open further downside towards 16,800 to 16,600. And I think looking at the recent sell-off, we may see a strong pullback. And in that pullback, Nifty may test the levels of 17,200 to 17,300 to change the trend from down to up. Nifty has to reclaim the levels of 17,800. Till then, it is a sell-on guide market. And the momentum indicators on early chart has given a sell crossover as well. So overall structure is indicating some sort of a weakness going forward.
What's your take with Nifty Bank?
On the other hand, if you look at the Bank Nifty, which is one of the underperformers, and it has underperformed compared to the Nifty index from last 16 to 17 consecutive sessions now. And looking at the overall setup, I think there may be further sell-off. If you look at the few index heavyweight chart stocks like Axis Bank, IndusInd Bank, where we have seen a structural breakdown. So looking at the overall setup, we may see Bank Nifty testing the levels of 35,500 to 35,000 going forward. And similarly, if at all Bank Nifty has to change the trend from negative to positive, it has to reclaim the levels of 37,000. That will be the immediate hurdle. And lastly, if you look at the volatility index in the week, which spiked nearly 43% in this week, which is one of the highest spikes we have seen in the recent times, that shows that markets are likely to be more volatile and bears are likely to dominate. And if at all we see any cooling down in the volatility, that will provide some sort of a comfort to the bulls. Till then, I think the bulls need to be cautious and one should definitely avoid creating any sort of long position in this market.
Asian markets settled up to 2.7% lower for the day. Major European markets were trading up to 3.6% lower in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were down 1.8%, hinting towards a gap down start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.